On the phone with me right now is Stanton Moore, the founder of Galactic, correct?
Well, one of, yes.
One of a few?
Full credit, but one of a few, yeah. Yeah, Robert Mercurio and Jeff Rains moved down to New Orleans to go to college, and they grew up being best friends from second grade in the D.C. area. And so they came out of New Orleans for school, and I met them, and they had already started Galactic Prophylactic, and so I started playing with them in that incarnation, and then it grew into Galactic.
Gotcha.
I take full credit, but I was there from the...
Gotcha. But we're not here to talk about Galactic. We're here to talk about Dragon Smoke, right?
Right, yeah. Yep. And then that's me and Robert Mercurio from Galactic on... he's on bass, and I'm on drums with Dragon Smoke, and that is the rhythm section, and he and I wind up playing in a lot of side projects together. So I probably play more with Robert than I do with any other musician that I know.
I love the concept of the super jam as it's defined kind of on your website and other places. It says, put together a group that doesn't normally play together and see what happens.
See what happens, yeah. And sometimes they fit and they work, and that's the case with Dragon Smoke, and it's a super jam that just happened to fit and work, and we just keep doing it, and we've been doing it now for, I think, about 15 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, you know, super jam that won't go away.
When it works, it works. And now you guys have played at Crystal Bay before. It's been a few years, but you've been this way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but we love playing there. We love that hang. We love having the rooms right there underneath the stage.
And it's such a great little mountain town. People show up even on a Wednesday show, which is your show is November 29th, which is a Wednesday, and I have no doubt it'll be absolutely packed.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And then it's good to see people that we see every time we come there. And then having the after show in the Red Room, that's always fun to get to go hang out right there, just, you know, a few steps away and go see another band and just kind of relax and hang out and talk to people and check things out. I always love that hang. Good to be there.
And you're going to be playing with one of our local guys, Jellybread, Cliff Porter from Jellybread. He's super nice dude. He's really excited to be playing with you guys.
Yeah, we love them. And again, you know, some of the people that we love getting to see on a fairly annual basis. You know, we usually see Cliff when we come out and do our Dragon Smoke, you know, do our Dragon Smoke run, and he and Jellybread open up for us, and I usually wind up playing his drums, and so we connect in that way, usually once a year, so of getting to see him and hang.
Now, with these super jam groups, sometimes is it an opportunity for a musician to maybe get to play a different instrument or fill a different role that they don't normally get to? Like, you're a drummer. Is there ever an opportunity for you to try your skills out on another area, or is it like kind of stick what you do the best of doing it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, for me, you know, the only instrument that I can even play remotely is drums, and, you know, and I'm still trying to get good at that. But there are other musicians who are multi-instrumentalists who might take that opportunity and play other instruments, sure. But for me, you know, I just focus on what I can do. So, but some other people, you know, I'm sure do take that opportunity to branch out. Like Ivan Neville can play bass and can play guitar. Sometimes in a jam situation, he'll jump up and grab a guitar or the bass. Definitely that does happen.
If you can, why not?
Right, exactly.
Now, are you working on any albums as Dragon Smoke currently?
We did go in and record a couple of months ago, and we went in and recorded one tune. We are probably going to go in and record a few more before we release that, and we're talking about maybe doing like a EP or, you know, a few songs.
Yeah.
So, you know, we actually went in and recorded finally after, you know, all these years. It's definitely on our docket and in our plans to record some more and get stuff out there. So
that's exciting. Yeah, that long as a group, you might as well put some on recording.
Right, exactly.
Because I need these recordings to play on my Saturday night Jam the Man show. It's 2 hours of jam band music, and I need you guys on there.
So. Well, we should get you. We do have a few live recordings.
Cool.
Send you some of those.
Definitely. Yeah, we get to have a little fun on Saturday nights, kind of 2 hours of whatever we want, those long jams that you can't play during the day. Or
yeah, there you go. We'll have to get to that.
Where else are you guys touring right now besides our little neck of the woods?
Well, this run is going to be LA, you guys, San Francisco, Denver, and Sebastopol. With Dragon Smoke, we do this West Coast run every year, and we have for, I mean, I want to say almost 10 years doing this run. fun. And then we just started doing the East Coast a little bit. We did that last month. Aside from that, we play during Jazz Fest, and then we play the first or second weekend of December at Tipitina. So we'll do this West Coast run, then come home, have a couple days off. You know, we might do 10 gigs a year, but we don't do too much.
And then you guys are doing your other tours with your other bands, too. Like, you're with Galactic. Oh, yeah. You guys come to High Sierra every year. We love seeing you at High Sierra.
Yeah, Galactic still averages 100 dates a year. I think we might have done a little less than 100 this year, but to be honest with you, I'm not sure how many, but probably 40, between 40, 50 shows with my piano trio, which, you know, asking about recordings and stuff, that project has a new record out, and it's a tribute to Alan Toussaint with a lot of special guests. So I don't know, maybe you've been playing that.
No, but I'd like to. Send it our way for sure.
Yeah, so it's my latest recording that came out in July. It's just called Stanton Moore, With You in Mind, Songs of Alan Toussaint. So it's a tribute to Alan, and it's tons of special guests with Cyril Neville and Nicholas Payton, Trombone Shorty, Donald Harrison Jr., Maceo Parker, tons and tons of...
Oh, yeah, we need to get our hands on that for sure. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I think you'll like that. I think that one fit in with what y'all are doing.
Thank you, Stanton, for giving us a call. I don't want to take up too much of your time. Mostly just wanted to plug the show for you. It's Crystal Bay, November 29th, which is a Wednesday, with our own Cliff Porter from Jelly Bread. So we appreciate it when you guys come back to the West Coast and hit our little mountain town.
Yes, indeed. Well, we're looking forward to being there and looking forward to seeing you guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Stanton.